You're listening to the best of the morning blush on Hot 103 Jams.
I need to send a big shout out to Dia Wall and Kevin Holmes. Those are truly my partners. I love them so much. Of course, the anchors for the 5 and 6 p.m. news segments on Channel 41. Yesterday, they invited my mother up to the station at 41 to meet her favorite meteorologist, which is Gary Lezak. And y'all know he's a friend of the show. We've had him on here a couple times. And my mother has been watching Gary Lezak ever since he was at WDAF Channel 4 when I was a little bitty kid. She's always been a big fan of his. She loves him to death. And you know that, you know, unfortunately, Gary is going to retire coming up soon in the next week or so, I believe. And it was a grand opportunity, man, for my mother to meet one of her favorite TV personalities in Gary Lezak and Dia Wall and Kevin Holmes. She will never forget that moment. And I want to thank y'all so much for making that happen. And of course, we want to wish a happy retirement to Gary Lezak, who's been serving Kansas City for, you know, over 30 years now. He's, you know, probably hands down the best meteorologist in the town that we have, along with a few others. But Gary Lezak definitely made his mark left on the town. And we thank you for that. And so does Mama B. Shine.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Right now, you are clear and very cool in 28 in KCK. We're going to call this the Cougar Corner part of the shade.
Hey.
The women of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Inc. has added some heavy hitters to their organization. Fantasia, she shared that she, along with Alexis Jones, Yvonne McNair, and Sean Smith, were inducted during the Centennial Founders Month as honorary members. Wonder what that probate is like. Congratulations, y'all. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck made it down the aisle earlier this year, nearly 20 years after the two split up. Since then, J-Lo has been collecting engagement rings like Pokemon cards.
He ain't lying.
But she recently revealed that none of those relationships felt right.
It was so painful after
it didn't work
we
out.
Broke up.
Take
Once we called off that wedding 20 years ago, it was the biggest heartbreak of my life. And I honestly felt like I was gonna die. It sent me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just was, you know, couldn't get it right.
I know a player when I see one. Pop your collar, J-Lo.
Oh, not Bush!
And here's Lala Anthony talking about the youngest in her DMs.
When you're younger, you wanna date older guys. And I'm not saying when you get older, you wanna date younger guys, but when you get older, only younger guys want to date you. It's the wildest thing. Literally, guys will DM me or want to take me out, and I'll Google them. I'll be like, you're 22 years old. Like, how? Like, how does this work? But, like, so confident. So, like, I want to take you out. I think you're amazing. And I'm just like, what's the cutoff? Like, I don't know the cutoff. I'm just saying, what is the cutoff?
Shocker. You look like you're 20-something, yet 20-something-year-old men are hitting on you. I mean, does Lala Anthony not know how good she looks?
My God, she's something special. I'm just gonna leave it at that. She is sensational.
Motivated. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
When there's a problem that must be worked through, get on it. When you have the opportunity to make a difference, get on it. As the sun rises and the day begins, get on it. Instead of waiting or wondering or letting distractions barge in, get on it. Demonstrate to yourself that you're a person who takes action. Get time working in your favor by making full use of every moment as it arrives. Rather than looking for excuses to put it off until later, get on it. Take stock of the situation. Engage your passion, your skill, your energy, and get on it. Even though conditions are not perfect, get on it. Know that you can handle whatever comes along. and get on it. Embrace the opportunities that are yours right now. Get on it and get it done. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Hip-hop and R&B. What up, Max Sauce? Always hold Kansas City down. Good morning, y'all. 6:53 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Right now, man, you are cold and 25 in Raytown. Keep it locked, because that Pick a Gift Jam announcement is on the way at 7:08. And we got the shade coming up at 7:23. Don't go anywhere, baby. It's the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Pray for our babies, y'all, please. There will be increased police presence this morning at Center Middle School after a threat Monday made at Snapchat towards the school. According to Rick Chambers, a spokesperson with the Center School District, said the district also asked anyone with information on the threat to report it, please. There was no new threat Tuesday, according to Chambers. The district informed parents of the threat Monday evening in a letter. Quote, the safety of all students and staff remains a priority for district officials, end quote, the letter stated. We are providing the police with all leads and information that we are that we receive regarding this threat, end quote. You know, this is the new reality that we in 2022. It's so easy to, you know, make these threats online and stuff. But the thing about that is, it's easy to get caught too. So pray for our babies. Keep a lookout for anything suspicious.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, Missouri inmate Kevin Johnson, he was convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis area police officer whom he blamed for his younger brother's death in 2005. Yesterday, Johnson was executed, but before his legal team attempted a last-minute intervention. Johnson's legal team didn't deny that he killed Officer William McEntee in 2005, but contended in an appeal to the Missouri Supreme Court that he was sentenced to death in part because he is black. But in a 5-2 ruling late Monday, the state Supreme Court denied a stay. Johnson, 37, is the second Missouri man put to death in 2022 and the 17th nationally. Simple question this morning, Kansas City. Do you believe in the death penalty? Is it right? Is it wrong? What are your thoughts? Good morning.
I think the death penalty is an archaic institution that's immoral. There is no way as a modern society that we should be spending our tax dollars to house people so we can kill them on some biblical justification type thing. You know, like, it's a lot of bad things that go on this earth, and we don't have the right, you know, to judge somebody. Especially, like, you know, they executed that dude for supposedly killing a police officer, you know? And given the history in our communities with the police, and other people have attacked the police, other groups of people have attacked the police in the country, and they don't they don't get the same thing, you know. So I don't think there's any justice in the death penalty whatsoever.
All right, what's your name, fam?
My name is Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence, thank you so much for calling up and sharing your opinion. Have a good one, dawg. Be blessed.
Man, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This morning, we're discussing Kevin Johnson, who was the second Missouri man put to death in 2022 and the 17th nationally. And we're taking your calls this morning and your thoughts. And I got to hit this on the text line from the 816. While only 14% of the U.S. population is black, over 40% of inmates on death row are black. Also, over 150 people since the 1980s have been exonerated from death row, and that doesn't include people who were already executed and then later found innocent. Thank you from the 816 for those stats right there. Let's hit the jams lines one more time to see what Kansas City's thinking. Good morning.
I don't believe that we should keep the death penalty on the table. A death for a death is so barbaric. We need to be with the times instead of against the times. Just like when I read about the Caucasian young man that was around the same age bracket as him that faced the same things that he was doing, and he got off. It was self-defense. How is it that we going to continue to colorize our people and hold back so many African-American men from succeeding and from beyond the walls? He was still doing good and still trying to push a better path for his child and grandchild. And they just took all that away without thinking about the changes that he made and the things that he was showing them that he was a changed person.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Tanisha Brown. I normally get on here being goofy with y'all, but I had to get on here on a serious note.
Tanisha, thank you so much for sharing your opinion. Have a good one and be blessed, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. 103, good morning.
I believe that there are very rare occasions where the death penalty might be warranted, like if you wipe out a whole school of kids. But my problem, Brian, is there's been instances in history where we've gotten it wrong. Where innocent people have died from the death penalty. And even if you get it wrong one time is just one too much for me. So until we can get it absolutely right, I don't believe there should be a death penalty at this time because there's been innocent people who have been executed.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, fam?
My name is Justin Dobie, and I'm from Top City.
Justin, thank you so much. Have a good one and be blessed, my brother.
You too.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
724 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. It's going to be cold. Right now, you're clearing cold at 25 in Grandview. Tory Lanez appeared in court for jury selection ahead of his trial in connection with allegations that he shot Megan Thee Stallion in July 2020. Jury selection is scheduled to begin on December 5th, and the start of the opening statements and testimony is scheduled for December 12th. And according to reports, the trial could end before Christmas. 30-year-old rapper is facing nearly 23 years in prison after rejecting a plea last year for allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in her feet. This is what I call leadership. Weeks after 21 Savage said that Nas is irrelevant anymore, the two have teamed up for a collaboration. Song's called One Mic, One Gun.
Ain't no back and forth, ain't no left or right. 21. I got King's disease, but I move like a knight. 21. Rappers bandwagon trying to get some light. 21. I do it for the fam, never for the hype. 21. When you turn a legend, no such thing as relevant. 21. They must have forgot that I'm a new rapper that got integrity. 21. All in the media and blogs, that's just a place I don't care to be. 21. Most of these wouldn't say if they was ahead of me.
No back and forth, I did it back then, I do it right now. I open a lane for my era, I'm goated, they gave me the crown. Goat, with all the success, come negative press, I'm watching it pow. They saying that black music dying, I'm saying they right on the south. But look at me now, damn, y'all, look at me now. Whatever I do is it why, I'm keeping it Queens, cause that's my style.
And why is it leadership? Because what would most of the other guys would have done if they would have been called out as being irrelevant? They probably would have made a diss song, they probably would have talked down on the young man, looked at it as a challenge. But Nas took the opportunity to teach 21 Savage. And maybe this is a way we should go forward in teaching the youngins and trying to shorten this generation gap we got between the OGs and the younger rappers we have. And Summer Walker took to social media to reveal that she will be releasing a new EP soon. She said via IG, "Now that I know these award shows gonna play me regardless, I'm gonna go back to making the soul music I love."
Period.
EP coming soon. Looking forward to it, Summer. Remake some more of them 2000s records you was doing. And yesterday, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West finalized a divorce after nearly 2 years. The pair will have joint custody and equal access to their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Song. West will have to pay Kardashian $200,000 a month in child support.
What?
Yikes.
What?
He'll also provide 50% of the children's education and security expenses.
Lord,
so all my baby daddies out there, the next time that you yelling and screaming about your $200 a month that you sending your baby mama, just think about what Kanye West got to send to Kim K.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to wish those energetic, optimistic, good sense of humor having an honest Sagittarius some happy birthdays, y'all.
Come on, baby. Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Chrissy Teigen, today she turns 37. Ben Stiller, today is his 57th birthday. Former Royals great Bo Jackson turns 60 today. Woody Allen, today is his 87th birthday. Punk singer Billy Idol, he turns 67. Steve Aoki turns 45 today. Rotimi, today is his 34th birthday. And TV show host Lorraine Kelly turns 63. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our fam in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Pebbles Edwards, Sheridan McCorkle, and Lisa Lachey, happy birthday. Lala Johnson, Pamela Valerelli, and Mercedes Benzo, happy birthday to y'all. Tyrese Krim and Shantae Michelle, happy birthday to y'all. Tony Mack and Erica Abe, happy birthday to you two and everybody else born on November 30th. Turn up, Sagittarius, it's y'all time to celebrate. Happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Mathea Kelsey.
You sound like you ready to sing this thing.
No, I ain't a singer, but I'm ready.
Oh, Lord. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Here we go. Finish these lyrics.
Never think of a moment, baby, that you've been thinking of me. Ooh, yeah. So
for the day that we can be together.
What?
Oh, baby.
What?
Hell no.
See you and me. We're meant to be together.
You need some coffee?
It's early.
Let me cash app you real quick. In the meantime, I'm going to hook you up with a $30 Kansas Lottery Winner Magic Cash Instant Ticket Prize Pack Plus. Enter into the grand prize drawing to win a $500 gift card, okay?
All right.
This is compliments of the Kansas Lottery. And tell the town what morning show is getting you ready every day.
The Morning Grind with Hot 103
Jam. Outstanding.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jam.
Have you heard the saying, laughter does good like medicine? Well, according to the Mayo Clinic, laughing can relieve stress and provide short-term benefits. Laughter can stimulate the organs, improving levels of endorphins in the brain and oxygen intake. Laughter can soothe tension by stimulating circulation in the body. Long-term effects may include an improved immune system. Thoughts of negativity can add stress. Positivity can help fight stress and illnesses. Laughter may help relieve pain by producing natural painkillers. It can help you cope with life and improve your mood. Test it out. Think of a funny memory or watch a comedy and see how you feel afterwards. Let's turn frowns upside down and watch the world change around you. For more inspiration, visit uncappedinspiration.com or follow me on Instagram. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya.
And The Morning Grind, powered by Icon. Call Icon today at 913-210-5900.
That's 913-210-5900.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.